Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Maybe he's right. Maybe there is something the matter with me. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Diary. I'm Scott Johnson. It's good to have you back. You might be asking yourself, Scott, why are you playing Little Mermaid music? What could you possibly need to be playing that for? Well, the answer is I don't need to do anything. But sometimes it feels like I might need to or want to, at least. And so that's what I'm doing today. So that's what I'm going to do. As I mentioned a couple days ago, maybe yesterday, I'm going to start using this this diary show as a platform to discuss some things that are noodling in the back of my brain. And one of those is this weird freak out. I think it's weird about Disney casting a black actor to play Ariel in the new live action remake of, we'll see how much live action there is. I see nobody talking about that very much, but I suspect we're going to have a lot of CG in that thing. But anyway, the live action remake of The Little Mermaid, which was extremely popular, rightly so, full-length animated feature by Disney back in the late 80s, 89, was it? 88, 89, 87, maybe? Whatever it was, right before 90. Maybe it was 90. Anyway. Many see it as their bounce back, their moment of, hey, Disney's back, yo. We can make a giant instant classic. And it's, you know, a musical for the ages, and it's characters you love, and you're going to want to see this for years and years and years. And it's true. It's a classic. It's an instant classic for anybody who's seen it, I think. However, the idea that they would cast a black actor seemed in the main role seems to have pissed off a bunch of people. And I don't just mean randos on the internet. I'm not trying to amplify the already small number of people that probably overall represents. I think most people just don't care. But as loud as they have been, I have run into a few people in my own personal life who have issues, big issues with the casting, including some of my followers, including some people on Twitter that, you know, contact me directly, who follow me. So I know they're people, they're not bots. People I've interacted with before. And I'm genuinely confused by this. I don't actually understand why the freak out. And it's certainly not the first time. I've heard plenty of explanations for what the problem is. They're like, well, Ariel is pale white with red hair and freckles, and it's originally a, you know, Norwegian story or something, or is it Dutch, I think. And this just changes all that. Like, well, no, it actually doesn't, because it doesn't matter where it was written. It's about sea people with fins and you know, fish tails that come out of the water and walk around and learn what it's like to be human. As best I can tell, zero reference to race or color of skin or any of that. There's none of that. That's just how it was portrayed. And it still is. That cartoon's the same. They didn't go back and change that. The fully animated, full-length feature film remains exactly what it was. And it's a very good transfer, by the way. We watched it recently with Van. It's awesome. It's up on Disney+. It looks great. Sounds great. That's not going anywhere. So this doesn't rewrite that, as some people would say. It's literally in addition to, which takes nothing from you. So, but forgetting all of that for a second, it's about sea people. They don't exist. It's a fictional tale. And so when you come at me and say, well, if The Princess and the Frog had the main character played by a white person, I'd be just as mad. Well, that's a terrible comparison. That movie, to some degree, is about race. It's also about origin, where you're from. It's about culture that roots back into Black culture and history. It's not about sea people. It's about people that are in New Orleans. And yeah, there's fantastical elements, but it's rooted in culture. And some of that culture has to do with race. And so it's a terrible example. Somebody said, well, what if they took He-Man and did a new live-action He-Man and put a Black guy in the role? I don't care. There's nothing about He-Man that's rooted in reality or connected to any kind of racial stuff, with the exception of Skeletor, I guess, is a sort of race of being, and all of his minions are sort of all different and maybe their own races in this made-up world. So maybe there's that aspect to it, but it doesn't freaking matter. Who cares what color their skin is? I don't get it. I remember the same freak out in 2008 when Sam Jackson took over the role of Nick Fury and showed up in the end credit stinger for Iron Man 1 and then remained for, you know, all the way up till now. I guess Secret Invasion will be his latest. And I really like him in the role, but I remember a total freak out from comic book fans. They're like, no way. Nick Cage was never Black in the comics. You can't change this. Why? There's nothing about Nick Cage. Not Nick Cage. I keep saying Nick Cage. Nick Fury. There's nothing about Nick Fury that has anything to do with race at all. So it doesn't actually matter. They could have said, we're going to hire, Chun Yao Fat, famous Chinese action hero actor. We're going to hire him to be Nick Fury. Fine. Fine. What is the problem? It doesn't freaking matter. The things you know about Nick Fury is eye patch, badass, runs stuff with an iron fist and keeps S.H.I.E.L.D. going and sets up the Avengers, and that's it. What else do you need? It doesn't ever go, well, given his Black heritage or his white hair or whatever. It doesn't need it. It doesn't matter. Same thing happened when Zendaya took over the role of MJ in Spider-Man when the new Spider-Man launched with Tom Holland. You have short memories, but a bunch of people flipped out, including people I know directly, who were like, how can they do that? How can they make MJ a Black girl? Why does it matter? Why does that matter? Honestly, ask yourself why you're asking the question, because it's a question that doesn't need an answer. What is it you think is happening? If Mary Jane is of color, when previous to this she was white, what are you actually telling me? Because if you're worried that people jump to some conclusion that you're making racially motivated assumptions, decisions, and so on, it's because you can't answer that question for me. No one's been able to answer that. Why is this a problem? Somebody online today tried to explain, well, it's just my expectations. My expectations are a certain thing, and they give me something else. Well, then change your expectations. Don't expect that. Why do you expect that? And also, where were you guys when Jake Gyllenhaal was hired for Prince of Persia? I didn't hear any of you say anything then. Even better, where were you when, sticking in the same sort of fantasy realm, where were you when Ra's al Ghul, 100% East Asian descent, was played by Liam Neeson in 2005's Batman Begins? Where were you then? I didn't hear any of you complain. You seemed fine with it. Where were you when Johnny Depp played Tonto? And don't come back at me and say, well, he's got like 1/8 of a percentage of Cherokee blood or whatever, which, whether that's true or not, it's, you know what I'm saying. All right. You know what I'm saying. Where were you when, well, I wasn't even here when this happened, but John Wayne, he played Genghis Khan. Now, admittedly, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, Hollywood was much worse at this. they would hire almost exclusively white actors to play people of color, people of different ethnicities, parts of the world where they had to make them look like they had slanted eyes and tinted skin. They had to look like black guys and other stuff. They had to look like Native Americans and Westerns. It was really rampant then. We're not as bad now at that, but where were you then? And where are you now on these issues? But oh my gosh, if the minute Zendaya or Nick Fury, or for that matter, this House of the Dragon or Ring of Power show, the Rings of Power shows, they have prominent black actors in roles. Same thing. People freaking out. There'd never be black people, elves. There'd never be an elf who's black, or there'd never be a hobbit who's black or whatever. Why? They're people. And that's why I'm saying, if you're saying there's a difference, then what you're telling me is that you're making a racially motivated statement about the difference between the people, and you prefer one over the other. What else are you telling me? I know it's hard to hear that, and I know nobody wants to be told that these kinds of things are racially motivated, but what else is it? I'm a little weirded out by why people care this much about it, but it's obviously enough for you to say stuff. It's enough for me to want to do an episode of The Diary about it. So there's something to that. But I'd love an email with a proper explanation, and not one that just goes, I know you're just going to disregard. Don't come at it with this, like, I don't know how to describe that. What word is it I'm looking for? You know, don't come at me with like like you just think there's some agenda and you've already lost. That's not what I'm doing. I'm asking you a question. Ariel's black in the upcoming live action edition of The Little Mermaid, played by a black actor with a beautiful voice, I might add. I don't even know who that is, but I love her voice. And all I need to see is how they do. It might be good. It might be bad. I'm not going to judge it on the merits of the choice for actor. I'm going to base it on the merits of the film as a whole. If her performance is bad, then I'll say so. If anyone else's is, I'll say so. I don't care what color she is. Why does it matter? Now, some of you said, hey, what if we turned around and made, a movie about JFK, or no, excuse me, not JFK, MLK, Martin Luther King. What if we did a biopic about Martin Luther King, but we had Russell Crowe play the role of Martin Luther King? Then I would say you're missing the point again. Like The Princess and the Frog, you're missing it. In fact, you're missing it even more. And someone actually used this example today. I'm not making it up. They used this very example. I don't think it was Russell Crowe, though. It was a different actor, but it doesn't matter. He's a white actor. The portrayal of that role, A, is based on historical events and real people, based on a tumultuous period in American life, the civil rights movement, and the plight of black people in this country. If you tried to tell that story with a white man, even if he painted himself up in blackface to be MLK, that's a horrible decision for a bunch of reasons that aren't just you saying, oh, well, they were white and another thing, so now they're black. That's bad. I'm telling you, you've yet to convince me why your argument stands. I really don't understand it. Unless, this is why I need to be convinced, because what I think you're doing is you're telling on yourself. You're showing this thing, and it may not be overt, and it may not be this huge thing, and it may be better than it's ever been in history, this version of quote-unquote racism, but it's still something there, and until you can convince me otherwise, I don't know what else to make of it. It doesn't make any sense to me. A movie about mermaids, so what? Okay, one guy came back and says, what about all those little girls who look up to pale redheads as their princess heroes? Oh, I don't know. Maybe watch Frozen and the other character, the sister. Maybe watch Brave, the reddest of hairs ever. Someone said, that's not Disney. I said, well, it's Pixar Disney. kind of all the same thing. It's all lumped in there now. Like every time I encounter one of these things, they've got some excuse for it. Do little girls with red hair, are they feeling underrepresented in Disney princess pantheon? Do they feel like there's not enough young, heroic white girls in Disney movies for them, including The Little Mermaid, the animated feature? Are they really feeling that way? Is something being stripped from them? No. Something's being added to a whole other category of human beings that never see themselves or rarely see themselves represented in this way. Very rarely. And all I needed to see was about 5 or 6 videos of little black girls seeing Ariel show up in that trailer, seeing that she looks like them, and seeing the excitement in their eyes. They finally get to have a little bit of that as well. Why wouldn't you want that for people when they are otherwise so underrepresented? And don't come back to me like, now we live in a time where more movies and more television shows have more people of color than ever. Yeah, that's true. That doesn't absolve you from your weird feelings about this. It's really effed. I just can't. It's not even a political. It's not political at all. No one's telling you what to do. No one's telling you any. They're not even telling you to not be racist. They're not even telling you to not harbor these feelings. They're just making a thing. And they believe a couple of things are true, that they have a market that will not only accept it, but embrace it and therefore make money. They are money-making entities after all. That's why they do this stuff. But on a different level, it's a chance for people to create fandoms and love for stuff that has a broader appeal, that appeals to people that aren't like you. So just to simplify, once again, somebody please answer this question for me. Why is it a problem that she's black? Why is it a big deal? Why do you think you feel that way? Why are you offended by it to the point that you will go out and sort of, you know, publicly spout things against it as if it's just really harmed you? Why? Why? What on earth is it about a mermaid who isn't white? And it can't just be, well, she isn't in the cartoon. It doesn't matter. We've already done that. Neither was Nick Fury. Neither was Ra's al Ghul. Neither were a dozen other examples that I've either already told you or could tell you. We're done with those, and you didn't freak out about those. Why didn't you freak out about Liam Neeson? Think about it. Why didn't you? It's the same thing. It's a made-up world. They're fictional characters having a fictional good time. The origin of those characters are different than Liam Neeson. But because Liam Neeson's a white Irishman, it didn't occur to you that it's a problem. Why didn't it occur to you that it's a problem? Why didn't that stand out? That's the bigger question. Why didn't that one stand out? Why is this one standing out? And answer it honestly. I'm mainly asking you to ask yourself this and then answer it yourself. I don't actually need to know the answer. If you want to mail it in, you can. scott.internet@gmail.com. Because I'd love to hear the reasoning behind it. And I'm not looking for a fight. I would really love somebody to give me this answer and have it not dance around or, you know, come up short. Because, I just don't know how you, I don't know why you're there and I don't know how you get there. It's a very, very weird disconnect to me that makes no sense. Somebody earlier today said, well, if Idris Elba becomes James Bond, then we've really lost our way. And I said, wait, I'm sorry, why? What is it about the James Bond lore that says James Bond must be a white dude? Plenty of Brit, including Idris Elba, plenty of British, you know, British citizens that are black. There are also plenty of black actors, Idris Elba being one of them. Doesn't even have to be him, whoever it is. If it ends up being a person of color as the next James Bond, same question. Why is that a problem in the fictitious world of James Bond where his race has nothing to do with the story? The story hinges not at all on his racial makeup, his ethnic background, his any of that. It just doesn't. So why does it matter? Now you just have a person playing a person. I'll never understand this. I really don't think I'm going to get a good answer, so I'm not planning on one. Somebody want to blow my mind? Tell me how wrong I am and actually enlighten me a little bit? Great. I'll entertain it. But I'm telling you right now, it's going to take some work. You're going to have to really convince me. And I just told you all the reasons why I will be slow to be convinced here. That'll do it. Scott.internet@gmail.com. If you have thoughts, questions, whatever, I'll be back tomorrow with more. Thanks for listening to The Diary. We'll see you then.
No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see. Want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.